Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph.
All right, ladies, today we are talking about skincare, and mine personally has changed dramatically since I was in my 20s, and now in my 30s, I thought we're going to keep this episode a little bit light and give you guys some tips and tricks that we've learned from our 20s going into our 30s that is helping our skin thrive. I think this kind of goes hand in hand with owning your own beauty because it starts from within and then it shows on your skin. And I feel like right now, this is a time in my life that I've had the best skin I've ever had, period. I think I've kind of found my products, I've found my routine, I've found this self-care that's really working for me. So I wanted to share that with you. And Steph has similar drops of knowledge that she wants to share with you as well.
I do. I love skincare. Honestly, like you said, in my 30s, this is the best my skin has looked.
Yes.
My teen years were rocky. My 20s was greasy. And we're glowing in our 30s. We are glowing.
Yes, we are. So let's start off with what we've been doing. Or actually, let's start off with our skincare journeys. Steph, start with yours, and then I'll tell you about mine, because mine got really ugly, you guys.
Well, see, I never really had, like, bad acne, thankfully. So, like, my high school days, there was just, like, my skin was just not thriving.
Like, my nose was always... It was like a normal teenage skin, but it wasn't, like, crazy acne.
No, not crazy acne, just a little here and there. And then in my 20s, I think I was just not really using good products or washing my face appropriately. And so I just kind of felt like I was very oily and just like my pores were huge and I don't know, just was not thriving. Like right. I said, my 20s were greasy.
Oh my gosh.
You know, the 30s, I'm now at a point now where I've, like you said, I found my groove. I found the products I like to use. And I do like to dabble and, you know, try new things here and there. But I feel like I found like my A-team. And honestly, like if you get to be on my top bathroom counter, like that's the squad, right? Like
same.
Anybody under the sink, I'll check on you every now and then. But the A-team sits on top of the counter.
Yep.
Yeah. And they, like, I have my starting five. And then if I run out of somebody in my starting five, I might grab somebody off the bench, you know,
right,
and rotate.
Right.
But I do feel like I found my groove. And it boils down to falling in love with taking care of my skin and taking care of myself and just finding products that work for me while also drinking a lot of water, getting my rest. Like I told you guys in the last episode or the Owning Your Beauty episode, like I catch all my Z's.
Yep. That's
catch them all.
It makes a huge difference, you guys.
It really does. It really does. Okay. So tell us about your journey.
Okay. So I think I had like typical teenage skin. Like you said, it was more just like, you know, a pimple here and there, whatever. Never like major zits. I think I had pretty good skin as a teenager. I got blessed. But then in my 20s, I decided that I'm going to become a beauty fanatic and buy every single product that ever existed on the market without doing any research or having any clue about what I was doing. And one day my skin was just like, F you. Like, I don't know what you think you're doing. And it just like started acting badly. And it started with like these little bumps that were on my face. And then the bumps grew bigger. And then I got cystic acne. I think I had like adult onset acne because of the types of products that I was putting on my face. And it was just horrendous. It was probably one of the most like insecure periods of my life because my face was just full of like skin like pimples, but they weren't even pimples, like a lot of them. And I was so confused because I'm like, this doesn't look like pimples. Why is my skin so outraged by my actions right now? And I kind of just like gave up, went to the dermatologist, and his best advice, and till this day I follow this like religiously, was just stop. Like, stop putting like tens of products on your face. Like, you don't need a 9-step skincare routine. Like, you just need like 4 or 5 things that work really well with your skin type, and that's all you need. Like, minimalism is best when it comes to skincare, and that's something that I've had to learn the hard way. And now I feel like there's so many like clean products out on the market that are not going to like inflame your skin. I think you just kind of have to learn or educate yourself about that. But then we're also here to tell you what's working for us and how we've found our products and like what we're doing.
Yeah. And it's a lot of trial and error. I tell people all the time, like skin is so personal. So like I'll share what I use, but at the same time, you kind of have to like to go through the process and try things and figure out what works for your skin as well. Because right. We're all different, you know? So like what works for you may not work for me. But sure. I know like for me personally, I do, like I don't have a 9-step routine. I'm always surprised when I see people who have like so many steps.
Yeah, like, I mean, who has the time for that, first of all? Like,
yeah, and sometimes, like, if I'm having a self-care day, like, I'll do it all. I'll get all my serums out and really, like, just have a good time. But if it's, like, every day, not usually. Like, for me, I love to double cleanse. Like, if I have a full glam day, like, with makeup on, I always double cleanse because I found that I was not getting all of the makeup off of my face, which was causing clogged pores and all of that. So once I started double cleansing, I really started to see a big difference in my skin as well. So like I'll use a cleansing balm first. I really like the Elemis one. But honestly, there's so many. So yeah, Colleen Rothschild makes a really good cleansing balm as well. Clinique does too. Like their Take the Day Off line is so good.
Yes, like, I love their eye makeup remover. That's like an OG product. I've used that forever.
That one's been around a long time, but there's like, I love a good cleansing balm. And once I like, feel like I get the makeup off with a cleansing balm, then I follow up with usually like a cleanser that, like I have this one by 111 Skin. It's like it's a vitamin C brightening cleanser. So I usually use like a cleanser that has like some kind of activator in it, like something that is actually like treating something. So I really love that one, but double cleansing has been big for me. What about you? Like, what's one thing that you've like started incorporating into your routine?
Oh my goodness. I have like three things that I swear by, and I feel like they have literally transformed my skin. One of them is simply drinking lemon water on an empty stomach before you wake up. So lemon water, you guys need to just Google it, watch YouTube videos, has so many benefits. And one of them is skin. It's super high in vitamin C. It also has naturally occurring collagen. And it makes such a big difference. Just try it. Have half a lemon with like 8 ounces of water first thing in the morning when you wake up, and have it for 2 weeks. I'm telling you, your skin will be glowing by the end of it. Like, I feel like it's made a huge difference. And then also for me, I like to take collagen supplements, because if you guys don't know, we start losing collagen from when we are 25. So replacing the collagen to keep you looking youthful is just such an important part. And my favorite collagen to date is Dose & Co. I love their products. They're super clean. They're non-GMO. You can get them in vegan formulas. You can get them with real milk, like whatever your diet might be. I use like a collagen creamer in my coffee. I love it so much. And that has also made a huge difference. I don't think I could ever go without collagen again. And then the third thing for me, like you said, was double cleansing. For me, it's more about getting regular facials. And when I moved to Austin, I discovered HydraFacials, and they are life-changing. Have you heard about HydraFacial stuff?
I have. I haven't had one. I know my sister has.
Girl, you gotta go. You're gonna be addicted. They're so good. And there's like no downtime. You can get one in like 30 minutes. You don't have to do like the full fluff. Like, I don't need to go have a facial where somebody's washing my face 10 times. Like, I can do that at home, you know, like mm-hmm. get down to the deep pore cleaning. But like, do you know how it works? Like with like the wand and stuff?
Yeah. No, I've seen it. I've honestly, like I had a facial in New York when I was there, and maybe they overdid it, but my face was just like, I don't know.
Oh, really? Like a HydraFacial?
No, it wasn't a HydraFacial. She did so many steps. Oh, like I think my skin was just like, girl.
Yeah, I just can't do regular facials after I did a HydraFacial, because for those of you who don't know, it's basically like this wand that has like this suction, and they use it all over your face. So like it For example, like with a traditional facial, you go, they wash your face and they exfoliate and blah, 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 all the boring stuff. And then they get to the extractions and they're literally like using their hands to like get like, you know, just like over your nose or just like really targeted spots versus this machine, they kind of just like put it all over your face. So just imagine like every single pore in your face being exfoliated and cleaned out. It's not painful at all. It's nothing like a traditional extraction because sometimes extractions can be so painful.
Yeah.
You know, or they make you sneeze or you're just uncomfortable and you're squirming. This is not the case. It is amazing. Your skin glows. Your pores shrink. It is magic. You guys have to try it. Like, I tried it. They're pretty pricey. I'm not going to lie, but that's like an investment I choose to make in myself. You obviously can do whatever is most convenient and most practical for you, but I like to get them every month or every other month. I think that with just wearing like minimal makeup and really taking care of my skin and double cleansing in between and the lemon water and the collagen just works so well for my skin. And I've found some like hero products that I'm going to tell you guys about in a little bit too that have truly helped so much to give me the best skin in my life.
I love it. When you like are really passionate about something, you sell it, girl.
Yeah, you know it. You know it. Now you're like, let me get on the schedule for like a hydrofacial, like right now.
Yeah, I guess I need to get a hydrofacial and try it out.
You need to. Oh, and also two other things I forgot, which I think can be secondary. One of them is probiotics. I've heard probiotics are really good for your skin. They're good for your gut health. They're just good in general.
I literally just popped mine. Like yeah, I just took one. Yes. I take it every day. I love a probiotic. So
have you noticed like differences in your skin by taking it or no?
Yes. Differences in my skin and also just like weight management, bloating, all of those things are just more controlled. So I try to make sure that I pack them when I travel because like I'm a foodie. I love to eat when I'm traveling. So having that with me also just, I don't know, it just keeps everything looking good, feeling good. Yeah.
Right. And then it doesn't make you as puffy in the morning either, like your skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like that. And then also like drinking less alcohol because let's be honest, this is 2022. We know what alcohol actually does to our body. So if you want to stay in the best shape of your life, maybe consider drinking less. But that's something that I personally like to do.
Yeah, me not so much.
I love it. I love it. Now I always know I can count on you whenever I want to have a drink, though. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, within reason, not too much, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Nothing too crazy. But I do love a marg, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love a marg occasionally, but, you know, I just mean like the drinking every day. I don't think anybody needs.
Oh, God. Nobody needs to be doing that.
No, no, no.
Yeah. I mean, if you do, we're not judging you. Just do it responsibly.
Exactly.
But if you want to have great skin and no puff.
There you go. Yeah. Probiotics, collagen, lemon water.
Less all alcohol. Those good things. Yes. And you know, like, okay, so let's get into some products because I feel like we need to spill the tea on like what we love.
Yes.
And what we've kind of like found along the way. So I already mentioned that 111 Skin, that cleanser, but they also have this eye serum and I love it. Like that is my go-to. And I feel like there's so many eye creams out there, but I really love this one by that brand. I love a good toner. I feel like every makeup routine needs a good toner. There's one by Kiehl's. It's called the Milk Peel Exfoliating Toner. And it is my favorite. I actually need to go buy more of it because I'm almost through the bottle that I have right now. And then Colleen Rothschild also has these like toner pads that are awesome, but they're kind of like, if you have sensitive skin, I would just say don't rub too hard. One day I was just like really getting in there after cleansing.
Oh no.
And then I just felt like so sore under my eye area, like just right on my cheekbone, because I just kind of rubbed a little too hard. So be careful, but.
You live and you learn.
You live and you learn. But yeah, those are a couple, and then I can share more, but you go.
Yeah. So for me, I think like, I feel like because of what happened to me in my 20s, that like traumatized me. I like fully stopped and I listened to what my dermatologist said. And I use, for my skincare routine, I have In the daytime, I use my face wash, of course. And then I follow that up with a vitamin C serum, an eye cream. I do a moisturizer and a sunscreen. And then at night, I do face wash, a serum, a retinol, an eye cream, and that's it. So like 4 or 5 things in the daytime and then at night as well. And that works for me perfectly. Ren for me has been a godsend. Like, I love Ren products. They're all clean. They're vegan, cruelty-free. I love finding clean skincare. And I know like the ethos behind the company is so amazing. And I just feel like it's good for you. It's good for the environment. They really believe in sustainability, making a big difference. I love supporting brands like that. And then Biossance is an amazing one. I use this vitamin C oil like whenever I'm like being super lazy and I don't want to do like a three-step routine at night. Like I'll just use my face wash and then I use this vitamin C. I think it's a rose and vitamin C oil from Biossance. It is like magic in a bottle. Love, love, love it. But I think like for me, using a retinol is so important. And I learned more about it after I went to my dermatologist. And he really like educated me on it. And he said like, you know, when you're 50 years old and if you've been using a retinol from like your 20s, like you can really tell the difference. So like a retinol is like more like investment in your future. Like how you want to maintain your skin, etc. So since then, I've been using a retinol. He prescribed a very strong one to me when I went, which is what I felt like my skin really needed at that time to kind of like unclog. Actually, I think I didn't even tell you guys the whole story of what happened. So basically, when I went to the dermatologist with this like inflammation on my face, I realized that what was happening on my face that it was just like skin like bumps were basically clogged pores. Like imagine how many pores we have on our face and mine were like 80% clogged. Like it was horrendous.
Oh my gosh.
Like the texture on my face was just ridiculous. And so basically he told me I've been using products that just have been clogging my skin and this is what's caused it. And it's just going to take a really long time for my skin to detox from all of this buildup in my pores. And I went for like the most painful facials to get rid of like these clogged pores. And it just took like months and months and months for my skin to like actually get rid of all of this buildup in my face. And since then, like I've just completely stopped. And I agreed with what he was saying because it obviously like healed my skin. So it was like a huge journey, but yeah, retinol is one thing that I love using. I've actually found more gentle retinols now, which are, I think, also like breastfeeding friendly or pregnancy friendly because they're plant-based retinols. Of course, do your own research. Don't fully believe me, please. I don't want any liability like that, but this is what I believe from my research. Ren makes an amazing one. It's called the Bioretinoid line. It's so good. It's just the best, the best, the best. I cannot say enough about it. And then I also really like SkinCeuticals or Summer Fridays. I feel like those four brands are something that I've had in rotation forever. Ren makes really amazing eye creams, and so does Tatcha.
Yeah, and SkinCeuticals has a good, they have like an eye serum. It's like a little, they have a serum that I've used in the past, and that one's a good one too.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used any SkinCeuticals products that I didn't love.
Yeah, same. I love a retinol too, though. I feel like retinol is so important. That one's a part of my nighttime routine. There's one by Kiehl's that I really love. There's one by, again, Colleen Rothschild, which I like recently discovered that brand. I actually got it from Shay from that party.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I tried a couple of things. I'm just like, huh, I actually like this. You know, like when you see a lot of influencers share a brand, then you kind of like wonder, like, is it really that good? Or are you just getting paid? You know?
Yeah.
But that was one of the ones where I was like, huh, this is pretty good. I like you. I like you. I've used a Peter Thomas Roth. Not a retinol. Actually, that was a toner. And that one was really good as well. But in terms of retinol, like I said, Kiehl's and Colleen Rothschild's are the two that I use right now. And I'm loving those. Have you ever tried Dr. Barbara Sturm?
No, I've been wanting to try her products. I haven't gotten around to them because, like I said, I've just like found some amazing products that I always keep on rotation. But I know you use a lot of her products, correct?
Yeah. And what I like is that she has a line for darker skin tones. And I really love, like, I love the product. And, like, I love that she has a cleanser, a moisturizer. Like, she has a whole line for, like, darker skin tones, which is kind of nice. Like, she's formulated something for people who have a little bit more melanin in their skin.
Right.
And I've really, I saw a difference when I was using her cleanser versus, like, some other, like, just, I don't know, lower budget. I feel like you have to invest in skincare. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm trying to say, but yeah, when I spend a little more money, I realize, like, huh, this is actually making a difference on my skin. I love that brand. And so yeah, that's another favorite of mine. They actually just opened a spa in Highland Park Village in Dallas, and I haven't been yet, but it's on my list. Like, I really want to go. We should go one day.
Yes, we definitely should. I had no idea that there was one in Dallas. We are going, girl.
We're going.
We need to go get some facials or something.
Yes.
But yeah, I agree with what you're saying with spending money on skincare because, you know, sometimes, like, you have no idea what kind of chemicals are in certain products that could do you more harm than actually, like, improve your skin over time. You have to be very careful, especially in the U.S. A lot of things are not regulated, like chemicals in food or skincare or whatever. Like, you'd be shocked. Like, there are, like, so many chemicals that are allowed to be in normal everyday household in the US that are just completely banned in, like, Europe or other parts of the world. So definitely do your research. I 100% believe, like, you have to invest in, like, good skincare. But I also think about it this way, like, even if I'm buying, like, eye cream that, let's say, is like $200, it's gonna last me like 6 or 8 months.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like it's something that just, like, finishes immediately.
Right. And it's not like you're putting globs and globs of it on. Like, you're literally, exactly. You should put a little on your, like, ring finger and dab, 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 you know?
Yeah, so good skincare is so important.
Yeah. So I have gotten over, like, I feel like in my 20s, I would have never spent more than, like, maybe $20, $30 on something. And now seeing something that's $200 or more, like, and I know it's a good product, like, I'm okay doing that.
Yeah, like, for example, the La Mer eye cream, oh my God, I would buy it over and over again for the rest of my life. However, I have found that the vitamin eye cream is amazing, and it's only like $50. And I know that the Tatcha Endless, I think it's called Ageless eye cream, sorry, I might be completely butchering the name, you guys, but it's also affordable. So there are affordable, really good options in clean beauty as well. You don't have to spend the $200, but, like, for example, that La Mer eye cream, I think, is, like, unmatched.
Yeah, I have a little bit upstairs. That's, like, my special occasion.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
It is. Oh, hey, Humph.
There he goes. So let's talk about some anti-aging products that are medical grade. For example, Botox. I feel like there are definitely mixed opinions about Botox, when you should do it, if you should do it at all. What are your thoughts on that stuff?
I've never had Botox. And I, no, like, never had Botox. I've thought about it. Like, I'm not against it. If I did it, Jason would be like, I wouldn't be able to tell Jason because he would just roll his eyes. He would lose an eyeball. He'd roll his eyes so hard. Fall on the floor.
I love it.
But I'm open to it. Like, I'm definitely interested. I just have never done it. My sisters all get Botox and, you know, do all of that. But I just haven't done it yet. I need to find the right place. I think part of me is kind of nervous. Like, what if I get botched?
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely there's a huge risk to that. So definitely don't go just anywhere. I think personally, going to a plastic surgeon and somebody who's just specialized in this is the best way to go because, you know, you've heard all these, like, horror stories with Botox. You definitely don't need that in your life. Like, for example, like, your eyebrows being uneven or, like, your eyelid being droopy, like, especially if you're getting, like, your forehead injected. Do not do that, guys. Just
yeah, no, I get emails all the time from, like, people come to our Botox party. I'm like, girl, I don't know you. Like, I need to do something.
Yeah, like, please do not go to a Botox party. That just sounds like you're asking for it. Just don't do it.
Yeah, but what about you? Have you done...
Yeah, so I've done Botox, but I only do it in my forehead because I noticed that my 11s, like, which are the lines between my forehead, were just getting, like, really pronounced. And I feel like for me, it's more just something that I just don't want, like, a big dent in my forehead in my 30s. And I think Botox is just more like a preventative thing that I do right now because I don't have, like, other wrinkles. Like, I don't get, like, my crow's feet injected or have, like, fillers or anything in the rest of my face. Like, the only thing I inject is my forehead for my 11s because I just have really sensitive eyes when it comes to the sun and I like really squint and scrunch my face and I feel like it was just making the 11s really pronounced and that's the only time that I've gotten it. There is like obviously a caveat to that because once you start getting Botox, it kind of like weakens the general muscle area wherever you're getting injected. So you kind of have to do an upkeep. So that's like something that you want to probably consider as well. Like if you're not really seeing anything in your face that's really prominent and is not like concerning you, maybe hold off. Like not everybody needs it. You don't have to do it. It's obviously like a very personal preference. But I feel like I wouldn't get Botox anywhere else on my face because I think I'll age more gracefully the rest of my face, but I think like I was just getting a very pronounced line that I kind of wanted to soften. And that's the only reason why I got Botox. But I don't regret it. I mean, you've heard this in our other podcasts, and I'll say it again. Like, if it's not directly impacting anyone else's life, like, you do you. Like, forget about what anybody else says.
Yeah, and honestly, like, so many people do so many different procedures and things that make them feel good. And you have to do what you love and what makes you happy. So you do you, girl.
Yeah, I mean, it can be controversial, but it doesn't have to be. I think it's only controversial if you let it be controversial. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or if you, like, care what other people think. And we don't have time for that. But yeah, no, good for you. I'm, like, I'm thinking about it. Like, my sister told me about a place she goes to. I think it's called Skin Farm or something like that. I think it's Skin Farm in Dallas. They, like, just opened in Dallas. It's Skin Farm spelled with a PH, though.
Oh, I think I've heard about that.
Yeah, so they just opened in Dallas. So I'm thinking about maybe checking them out because my sister goes there and like she doesn't have crooked eyebrows.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. She looks good. So we'll see. Like I'm thinking about it for sure. But
it's more like a preventative thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely thinking.
Because people who get it before they even get wrinkles don't get any wrinkles, basically. It like preserves your face. But then again, like, you kind of have to anticipate where you're going to be getting the wrinkles. I started going after I got the wrinkles. So it doesn't take away your wrinkles. It just makes them softer and not as pronounced.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. It was short, sweet, light. Hope you got some good skincare tips. Please don't forget to rate and review. It makes a huge difference to our podcast. I hope you guys are really enjoying it. If you have any suggestions of topics you want us to discuss, let us know by DMing us on our Instagram account. It's at Sundays Pod. We would love to chat further with you guys and actually just hear what you guys are thinking about the podcast, how you're enjoying it. I love reading your reviews, by the way. So thank you to everybody who's been reviewing. We appreciate it so much. And we'll see you guys next Sunday.
See you next Sunday.